USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators return to D.C. on Monday for their final 4 weeks of work before getting more time off. Some of the unfinished business, the infrastructure package. The bipartisan group that reached a framework with the White House before the 4th of July recess is still working on the bill. Of the 14 steps for a bill to become a law, the reconciliation bill hasn't even been drafted. Step 1. After delivering a scathing report on the current administration, President Trump at CPAC in Dallas, Texas over the weekend says the goal is to take back the White House.
We will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And then, after witnessing all that has gone wrong in our country in such a short period of time, with our borders, with our economy, with crime, we will take back that glorious White House.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Pope has made a triumphant return. Brad Bernards reports.
Buongiorno.
Pope Francis on Sunday made his first public appearance since major intestinal surgery last week, greeting well-wishers as he stood for 10 minutes on a hospital balcony, offering hearty thanks for the prayers for his recovery and calling health care for all a precious good.
As expected, gasoline prices continue to rise. John Clemens reports.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us there's been an increase of a nickel a gallon for a national average of 3.21.
Most of this nickel comes from a recovery of gasoline margins by refiners and retailers. Oil prices had gone up last time, and we didn't get the brunt of that until now.
That national average of 3.21 is 97 cents higher from a year ago prices. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With the Delta variant of COVID-19 taking hold in a few American states, those that are not vaccinated are taking the biggest risk. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas to how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
China's military said it drove away a United States warship that it said illegally entered Chinese waters near the disputed Paracel Islands on Monday. The United States Navy 7th Fleet said the Benfold had asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the vicinity of the Paracel Islands, consistent with international law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.